from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Maybe you missed it. Maybe you have been at the beach and haven't been paying attention to Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Tuesday closed at 18,347. That is a new closing record. So what next for the blue chips?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
What now, Dow? This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. Forget the summer doldrums. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has bounced back from two corrections over the last year to hit a fresh closing high. Can the momentum continue? For some insights, let's turn to Hillary Kramer. She is the Chief Investment Officer at A&G Capital. So, Hillary, how high can the Dow go?
Well, the Dow and the S&P 500 can continue to ride much higher because we have these incredibly low rates, right? Our 10-year Treasury bond is trading at 1.5%. That's what the yield is. That's unbelievably low. So it means that money will still continue to flow into the equity markets. And what we're looking forward to right now, it's all about earnings, and earnings look like they're going to be very strong for us.
You have been covering Wall Street and working on Wall Street for how long now?
30 years.
Have you ever seen a period like this before? Give us some history.
This is a very important question that you ask in terms of looking historically back on these kinds of highs in the market. I haven't seen this kind of euphoria bull market that spread across so many sectors. What makes this particular bull much stronger and much scarier is that it's not concentrated in one area. As horribly painful the year 2000 was for so many as the internet bubble burst, which was also part telecom was in there, biotech was in there, it was still a very small part of the market. And the euphoria was very focused on something that really did come to fruition, which is the important change that the internet has brought to us. So that was very minor, even though the pain was so strong and the swing down. Now we jump to 2008, 2009, the financial crisis. That was very scary because we really came a hair's whisper away from a financial meltdown of the entire global world markets. But what we're having here is a situation that's going to end very badly, ultimately. But for any investor who wants to be in the market right now, enjoy, ride this bull because you have months, if not years, to go because it's all being driven by easy money by central banks all over the world.
So you see pain eventually.
Oh, the pain is going to be absolutely horrible. We have to just look at, for example, Disney. Disney just sold 30-year bonds at a yield of 3%. 3%. Investors were eager to snatch that up. That's just so historically discombobulated because we shouldn't be seeing those kinds of rates for corporate, even if it's a top blue chip company. Also, as we look at earnings, it's very interesting. What really matters to us are Facebook. Facebook is probably the most critical company that will be reporting earnings. This is a $300 billion market cap, a company that still trades at 42 times forward earnings. It's priced like a growth company. It's a bellwether. It's going to tell us how the advertising market's doing. Why is this important and why is this different and shows how we've changed historically is that Alcoa no longer matters, and it has been irrelevant for many years, but it's simply completely irrelevant. Everything is based now really on technology. Now, what's so interesting is that in terms of technology, the estimated revenue decline for the tech sector is much stronger than it is for other areas as we look at earnings. Now, much of that is that Apple, Cisco, IBM, EMC, which is still public, still now, those are considered somewhat of sleepy tech giants that just don't have the ability to grow. But still, we're in a place where the whole world has turned upside down, and everything that investors once knew is no longer what you can really rely on. You know, just look at what has happened, you know, with the energy companies and how many bankruptcies we've seen on the small cap and mid cap level.
Yeah, you've mentioned earnings. Are we in an earnings recession until further notice?
I believe that we are. Now, here's the good news with earnings. The good news is that earnings declined. Earnings estimates declined 5.6% in the first quarter, and right now we're only looking at a drop in earnings estimates. This means over the quarter, how many, you know, what percentage did companies come out and say, hey, the earnings are going to decline? 4.25% is where we are for this quarter in terms of declines and expectations for declines. So we are seeing some stabilization there. And historically, over a 10-year basis, declining estimated earnings over each quarter is more in the 10% range. So we're really in a positive position that way, and we're set up pretty well. Now, the other good news is that currency impact and even price of oil, right? We saw some stabilization and improvement over the quarter. So this is going to help us considerably, which is why I'm quite bullish that companies are going to surprise on the upside, which no one really thinks could. And that would be, for example, very positive as I look forward to, for example, I think Schlumberger, they're reporting on July 21st. I think Schlumberger is going to be very strong in the energy sector, energy services company. I think that we're going to see companies come out. General Motors, I think we're going to see some positive earnings estimates there. Now, of course, everyone should get ready. You know, gold has become much more important. So companies like Barrick Gold, July 27th, I think that will be very telling and important for us. To see how much money has really rotated into gold and what their message is over earnings, because that's what we really want to listen to. What are those CEOs saying? When Alcoa reported on Monday, what we heard the CEO, Kleinfeld, tell us was that Alcoa really isn't seeing that much strength. What they're seeing is positive expectations because the company is being re-engineered and being split in two. And that's what we have to look for. What are companies really just buying back stock and issuing dividends, and that's attracting investors in? I keep looking at Verizon and worrying because investors just pile into that. They need the yield, and the equity market by default has become the replacement for what would have been a percentage of your investments in CDs.
And Hillary, final question, will the Dow hit 20,000 this year?
Oh, I think we could see it. I think we could see it for sure. And don't listen to the naysayers. The market has a lot more to roll upwards before we see any potential crash on the downside.
She's Hillary Kramer at A&G Capital. She's the Chief Investment Officer there. Hillary, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hillary Kramer, just one of the many experts who appears here on this show to help you better understand what's going on in the world of money. I'm John Werdock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.